Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, Aaron Stewart. He's not going to be new for long. We got a lot more to, he's got a lot more to teach us, folks. Aaron is co-owner of blockchain recruitment platform, job.com, and that's what we've been talking about, how blockchain, how these new platforms, these new technology platforms are going to affect, and if not change, the way we do business with everyone, but especially our employees. Aaron, thanks again for being here. Blockchain, one of the things that I've been careful to do, Aaron, when I talk about blockchain, at some point in time when I talk to people about it, I use the term blockchain type technology. Because yep. I don't know what I think there'll be a blockchain method of doing business 5, 10, 20, 30 years from now. But I try to make sure people realize that blockchain has limitations, and somebody's going to create a variation on blockchain that won't be called blockchain over the next few years that will be an improvement. We'll take it to the next level. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think it's very, you know, the limitations of blockchain have been quite publicly thrown out there, because like anything, as soon as something new comes along, you always have your skeptics, and there are always certain people trying to put holes into something. I think probably the biggest limitation, I think publicly known at the moment, is probably the cost of mining and transactions and
right.
the speed of transactions, you know.
The electricity cost is enormous.
It is the electricity cost. Because if you imagine, let's say we're trying to keep a record of your medical records, okay? And that's great, really important, make sure that they're accurate. But those medical records are actually stored now on 100,000 machines. What is the actual electric and physical cost of keeping that recorded ledger? You know,
because before you get there with your blockchain record, with your hash, your blockchain hash, with your code and everything, before you get there, it has to be sitting there running, waiting on you to use it, and not knowing when you're going to use it in the future. It has to be sitting there running to allow you to use it at any particular time you want to use it. And that's a lot of standby electricity, isn't it?
It is indeed. But the reality is that once this technology becomes so much more commonly adopted and used by everyone, you'll get, as we all know, economies of scale, which is effectively, yes, you are sitting there and it is on standby waiting to give you your record, but at the same time, that same machine may have also given hundreds, if not thousands, of other people their records if it's being used and optimally, you know, taking advantage of basically
right.
that technology and that machine. So what you need is, you need common adoption. If you're just doing it for a select few, it's far too wasteful as technology. If you're doing it for the whole world, it's ideal.
Well, and another thing that I think will happen is someone will invent a cloud-based method or something that will change this, that will allow this to be more efficient. But one thing I want to make sure people don't get confused, Bitcoin, which was the original, the dog, so to speak, and was the dog and the tail was blockchain. Now blockchain is going to become the dog and Bitcoin is going to become the tail, so to speak. But when Bitcoin was the lead, was the big story, Bitcoin has a 21 million Bitcoin limitation. It can only go that far unless they decide to expand it. But blockchain, for its own application, there is no limitation, is there?
No, there is no limitation. So the only limit is how many machines that are physically sat on the planet, and that runs into the 100 million.
Right.
So
right.
not billions, but potentially if you include phones as well. So there is no limitations on that. So the ability to expand and expand and scale into this is huge. It just needs the common adoption to effectively start introducing efficiencies. And it also needs other technologies to catch up. So you said about a cloud-based solution. Amazon introduced their templates last week, their blockchain templates, for fast deployment of blockchains through AWS, which basically means Amazon's giving you a beautiful, well-structured design of a blockchain that you can roll out on AWS cloud servers overnight, quick deployment, and allow people to start introducing blockchain for their everyday businesses very, very quickly. So it's coming.
Aaron, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back again, please?
No problem. I would love to. It'd be a real pleasure. I've had such a lovely time. Thank you.
Aaron Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, job.com. Check out that website. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.